We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
It's a big week for the U.S. economy. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Right now, the Federal Reserve has its foot on the brake pedal of the U.S. economy, meaning interest rates are high and staying high. They're trying to slow things down to get inflation down to where the Fed wants it, around 2%. Unfortunately, over the past few months, inflation has been highly uncooperative. And so, as the Fed meets this week, it has to decide what to do about that. The overwhelming assumption is nothing for now. Just keep that economic brake pedal steady, keep rates where they are. The question is, when will that change? There is a lot of economic data coming out this week that could influence the answer to that question. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has the details.
Gone are predictions that interest rate cuts could start as early as March. Inflation has heated back up a bit, while the job market has remained healthy and the economy has maintained growth, albeit at a slower pace. So there's little doubt that the Federal Reserve is not yet ready to lower rates. In fact, some officials recently have speculated about no cuts at all this year. On Wednesday, when Fed officials release their latest policy decision, many will be looking for clues about the months ahead. So what could change? For one, how consumers view the economy. They power 70% of it, and consumer confidence has been dipping each month since January. If it keeps falling, spending could follow. The latest consumer confidence reading comes out tomorrow. The labor market is another factor. Job gains have increased each month this year, giving the Fed leeway to keep rates higher for longer. Initial jobless claims, a proxy for layoffs, suggest the labor market remains strong. Friday's monthly jobs report will tell us definitively. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
The U.S. dollar has been on a roll this year. Compared to our major trading partners, it's up about 5% this year. It recently hit a more than 30-year high against the Japanese yen, although the yen has rebounded some this morning. A strong dollar can have a lot of consequences, from making our exports more expensive around the world to potentially unsettling global markets. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
What does a strong dollar mean?
Currencies are basically a measure of whose economy is doing better, and the U.S. economy is doing better than pretty much everyone else.
Jonas Golterman at Capital Economics says because the U.S. economy is strong, the Federal Reserve has kept interest rates high to fight inflation. And, says Joseph Gagnon at the Peterson Institute for International Economics,
when U.S. interest rates are high, it makes dollar assets attractive, especially bonds and bank deposits in the U.S. that pay interest,
which can hurt other economies, says Jonas Golterman.
It tends to pull a lot of other currencies down, not just the Asian currencies, but other emerging markets, and that can generate uncertainty and volatility.
Here in the U.S., a stronger dollar makes our exports more expensive for foreign buyers and may hurt domestic manufacturers. It makes imported goods cheaper, so we can buy a bit more stuff. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. and every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
It would have been the largest copper mining company in the world. BHP, a mining giant, offered to buy another giant, Anglo American, for $39 billion. Anglo American said, no thank you. Too low, not going to happen, at least not for that price. The deal still could go through, maybe for a higher price, but the reason it hasn't so far speaks to just how valuable copper is to the world's transition to green energy. Because as much as we hear about things like lithium, copper is in pretty much everything green energy related. There are, for example, an average of 183 pounds of copper in a given electric vehicle. Markets know this, and the price of copper is at a two-year high. Anglo American knows it too, and isn't going to let itself be bought for cheap. Marketplace's Kaylee Wells has more.
Copper's a hot commodity because it's in cars and phones and power lines. It's also in solar panels and wind turbines, meaning it plays a major role in the renewable energy transition.
There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever that increased demand is going to be reflected in copper.
RJO Futures chief market strategist Eli Tesfai wasn't surprised when he heard the mining company turned down a $39 billion offer.
If you anticipate higher price action, it behooves you to kind of wait it out a little bit.
The jump in demand is likely here to stay. Copper will play a major part in meeting clean energy goals, says Barbara Arnold. She's a professor in the Department of Energy and Mineral Engineering at Penn State.
How many more wind turbines can we install? How many more solar farms can we install? Knowing that you also are going to have to, at some point, start having battery storage installed as well. That's going to take a lot of copper.
The jump in price isn't just from an increase in demand for copper. It's because the supply hasn't been increasing along with it.
If there's going to be a shortage to meet demand, prices go up. That's econ one.
There are a few reasons supply isn't keeping up. One problem, the mines that already exist are producing lower and lower grade copper ore, making the process more expensive. The other, getting new mines up and running can take more than a decade. Blue Line Futures chief market strategist Philip Strebel says that process has been getting more complicated.
Due to increased regulations and safety and awareness of what's going on with the environment, mining, they're just becoming more efficient, things like that, which has resulted in less copper supply coming out there.
So copper demand is expected to stay high. The road to more copper supply is full of hurdles. And mining companies like Anglo American can wait for higher bidders. I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.